Hello?
Yes, hi Janice, good morning. It's Naftali from Family First
Mm-hmm.
Care.
Hi. I
Hi.
just saw your message and I called there trying to make appointment, but
Okay.
some reason, my mom, she couldn't say, address, exactly our address. So they said maybe I need to write down the letter or information, and then she need to sign in and then send it to them with the fax or email, something like that. It will be complicated for me. So yeah, I just want to take my time because we tried it before, and then it's first time it was qualified for home care service, that means waiver service. But after 2 months or 1 month later, they say no more, no longer qualified. They change it, the region. So kind of so sad, disappointed.
Yeah, I understand
So
that.
yeah, so I have to step by step by step by do it again, all over, do it again, then little bit tired,
I
So if
understand.
I do,
What
again,
did they
apply
say any
again.
reason? Did they say any reason
Reason,
why they?
they wrote down the reason, the letter.
What
Just
was it?
she got green card almost 1.5 years,
Okay.
and then the reason she, it's not enough for, usually 5 years after she can get waiver service. So it's
She
been
has
just
to have
one
a
and
green
half a
card for
year.
5 years? Oh.
But she, her condition, she's
Okay.
really, really seriously, She can't even stand up herself. She lay down, not normally. Her back is usually, bent over, and skin issue, back disc,
I
and
understand.
dementia, so many things. She wear diaper 24 hours every day. So I need to feed her, feeding her every meal, and then change the diaper. But I don't know why they decide like that.
But do you think so what was the problem now when you tried calling in the broker? They said that you need an address and you were not able to give them the address?
Yeah, they want to seek, qualify from my mom. So I spoke, the animal working, the lady, she trying to ask my mom, what is your name? What is your birthday? What is your home address? But she can't even, I wrote down in Korean, but she cannot even read the Korean.
But they won't need the patient to speak on the phone. They can speak to you on behalf of the patient because you're the daughter.
Yeah,
If
but I don't know why they want, my mom, she like this.
you would do you want to call together? I can call together with you if that can help, when you have a
Yeah, so
chance.
I mean, they want me to write down the letter and then, sign in from my mom, and then they gave me a fax number and email address, but I didn't send it to fax, just a little bit higher, Yeah, so I don't know if it's gonna be possible or not. I'm not sure,
But maybe the broker should be able to tell you, right away, by the first visit if you'll be able to do it, if you'll get qualified. Because
Even, if someone can come to my home and if someone see my mom, how she is, is right now, but I believe definitely she really needed home care, long-term service. But I don't know that, lower, the, I don't know, is still she can get it, or what do you think?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I never had this scenario. But I think what we can for sure do is I think we should try to call in the broker. Ask the broker if you'll be able again to, you know, qualify because of this green card problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they need to, you can send them the letter by fax, but I think you can speak on behalf of the patient. That's what I, as far as my information goes, I think you can speak on behalf of the patient. Because sometimes the patient cannot do anything, so someone who's helping can help with the process.
But she said she need to qualify, you know. She need to read, you know, say her, you know, home address, exactly, home address, you know. So, but I don't know. So if I really want to try again, then I'll keep saving your number. Then I'm going to call you back. Is that okay?
Yes, not a problem.
Thank you for trying to help us. Thank you so much.
No problem. So I'll check in with you tomorrow or 2 days 2 days from now, and you know, maybe try to call in, maybe send in the letter. Let's see how it goes. I think it's still worth it. Let me try Google this question. One second. Let me try to ask if this can be approved. Let me see what they say. I do see, they say, I asked ChatGPT, they say yes, a green card holder can apply for the CSC waiver program in Pennsylvania, but they say because it's a program under Medicaid or Medicare, there might be some you know, eligibility requirements. Say about a 5-year BR, I don't know. Yeah, they can. They say that it might be like exceptions. Overall, you have to have 5 years, the green card, but they say it might be some exceptions, like if children under 21 or pregnant women. So I think maybe disabilities might be a good, excuse to get the waiver, even if it's not 5 years. So I think it's worth the try again.
Try again. Oh.
I think it's worth. Because if they see, your mom is disabled, so she seriously needs it, then they might, approve her, even if the green card is not for 5 years now.
Oh.
Well, it depends on you, how you want to do it.
Yeah, it's been, it took so long to wait to get rejected. And, when I got the letter, first time it was so happy, but after second letter, is the denying, so it was so sad. After that, I'm just so tired, I feel, but I have to try again, then, still thinking, so I definitely...
I'm gonna put on hold your case.
Yeah, please.
And I'll check in with you maybe in a few days, in a week, and to see if you want, to continue dying.
Yeah.
In the meantime, if you wanna, send in the letter or call in, you can do it. Just decide whatever you wanna do. But I'll be checking in with you in a few days, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.